And the Tour Championship just outside of Atlanta after an eagle on 18. Tiger Woods pulls into a tie for the lead after one round with Ricky Fowler. They each shoot 5 under 65s. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox.
Tiger
baseball.
In a route. Write it down.
I know, you're right. Am I right? Yeah, I didn't write it down last time.
Write it down.
In a route.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, got it. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
That was a Friday show.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
You also
on 720 WGN.
Hold that thought. I thought maybe you had more. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
I was saying that you also correctly or were 1 point off on the Bears as well. You said it was going to be a close game.
Hey, I said it was going to be a 14-14 tie.
Oh, you did.
The closest.
But I'm just saying, you
What'd
are...
you say about the Tiger thing?
Oh, I thought he was going to win.
Just saying, Steve, you've got it.
You didn't go out on a limb. The danger of that prediction on Friday.
Yeah, I did not jump in. And
Cochran, by the way, it wasn't a route in the end. It was two shots. But at one point, he's up by five.
Rex Hoggard.
Rex, our friend, live in Paris already for the Ryder Cup this week. We'll have more on that later in the week. Good morning, Rex.
Good morning, and very good calling Tiger Woods to win that, but I have to ask, how many times did you pick Tiger Woods to win in a route before this season? My guess is he's done that out there a couple times. Eventually, you're going to land it.
I was doing it at the Bob Hope Desert Classic, and they don't even call it that anymore. This is one of the great sports stories. I don't care what you think of Tiger Woods. He's great for the game. If you're nuts for golf like I am, he's great for golf, period. The ratings were up, I don't know, 80% over the weekend. So it's all good. But just, we love a comeback story. What was he, a 1,100th in the world a year ago?
I mean, after he finished in December at the Hero World Challenge, which was essentially his first event back, he had moved to just outside the top 600 in the world. That's kind of the number I base it on, because it gives you an idea of how far he's come. And he's done it in a relatively short amount of time. I mean, it's amazing to think that it was about a year ago right now that he was talking to us at the President's Cup and honestly saying that he had no idea what his competitive future would be like. And he was able to piece together a game. He was able to put himself in contention a couple of times this year and to close it out. And what was essentially the walk-off, the ninth inning. I mean, it's a very impressive finish.
The Ryder Cup coming up later this week. He'll be the center of attention there, and rightfully so. But Phil Mickelson, dead last this weekend. What shape of his game is he in?
Well, clearly he didn't play well. I don't think he played well throughout the entire playoffs. And it will be a concern going into the Ryder Cup, but he was asked about it yesterday, and I think he brought up a pretty good point, that this is so different than anything else these guys do, that once you get in this environment, once you get inside that team room, once you start feeling the adrenaline, this is usually when Phil plays his best golf, to be quite honest with you. So even though he didn't come in with the best form, and you can probably say that about the European players as well, I think everybody just kind of elevates their game to this point. And more than likely, this will be Phil's last Ryder Cup as a player. Certainly, he's going to be a captain, a vice captain of future Ryder Cups. But this one means a lot to him. So I fully expect him to be ready to play and to come out in a little bit better form than what we saw last week in Atlanta.
Rex, Tiger is already the favorite for the Masters last year. I saw that note.
I'm predicting a route.
You're calling it a route already, Steve? I mean, I guess the question is, is it realistic to take this performance and the performance he's had throughout the year, and especially the second half of the year, and project towards next year and say that at age 43, he will be that guy?
I don't think it's a number so much. It is realistic when you take, not just last week. I mean, obviously, it was a very impressive victory, but he was asked even before he finished out on Sunday, would this be considered a successful year? And it would have been, even though Tiger always kind of judges himself on victories. Again, you look how far he had come. And if you look at his body of work, including that victory at East Lake, yeah, I think it's absolutely fair, because you have to factor in that nobody knows that place better than he does, and no one has performed there better than he has outside of maybe Jack Nicklaus. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a pretty good bet right now.
A couple of times on Saturday and Sunday, his right foot was slipping when he would hit a golf ball, and I didn't see anyone ask him about that in the any of the press conferences. Did you see anyone ask anything about that?
No, there's a lot more else going on. I think it's a good point. I think everyone saw it on a couple of really key drives, and he drove the ball well. I mean, when you consider he started the week, he was struggling with his driver a little bit, and that was going to be the last piece of the puzzle, because if he can put it in a fairway, his iron play is so good. And on the weekend, he just found his rhythm on the greens. It seems like everything was a tap-in for him. But it was a little weird, because you normally don't see that.
Yeah, you know, Rex, that's called a Cochran. Happy feet when you're hitting the big dog. So, how are things in Paris? Have there been any rude people coming up to you yet saying, hey, you stole my title list?
No, it just landed where I'm on my way to the golf course right now, so I'm excited to see it. I was on the plane with a couple of caddies for the European team, and it's just a different excitement. It's amazing how fast we transitioned as well. I mean, the tournament wasn't even over, and I saw Bryson DeChambeau be making his first start at the Ryder Cup. He had gone in the locker room and changed into a Ryder Cup T-shirt and USA cool. hat. He comes walking out, and he looks at me, and he gets a big smile on his face, and he goes, I cannot wait. Like, this is what they've been playing for so long and what they've been looking forward to. And you try to put it out of your mind because you try to focus on the week. You try to focus on what you're doing for a particular shot or a particular round. But now everybody sort of lets themselves, you know, think forward and what this is going to be like. And when you see the stadiums that they have set up here, when you see how many fans they're expecting and how closely these two teams seem to be matched up, it's going to be an epic week.
NBC Sports and the Golf Channel all week long. Thanks, Rex.
Appreciate it, guys.
Rex Augard live from Paris. And again, we'll check in with him and Kurt Byram. And who else this week?
Rich Lerner later today at 7:53.
Okay. And Dave, your homework here at work.
Yes.
I can't think of another sports equivalent of the best, arguably the best to ever play the game,
mm-hmm.
to come back from being almost out of the game to be at the top of the game.
I can't either.
You have 10 seconds.
I can't
Sidney
either.
Crosby. I feel like we thought he wasn't going to play.
Really?
When the concussion?
What about Brett
Favre? It's
hard,
though, because I really dislike him.
Brett Favre left and came back at the Vikings.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I agree. It's unbelievable to think about the career he's already had, Tiger Woods. And for him to be able to come back, it's amazing.
Crosby may be fair. Hockey doesn't get the same sort of pub.
Right. And
but I really, I really dislike him.
I know. But he almost didn't play for 2 years, I think, like with the concussion. So mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan came back.
Uh-huh.
But...
Yeah. Well, this would be like if Michael sport. Goes to the Wizards, yeah. and then 2 years after he leaves the Wizards, gets ripped, comes back, and wins another title.
Well, remember, he retired and came back and led the Bulls to 3 more championships.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
That wasn't an injury thing. That was, I'm going to go play baseball.
Okay, you didn't qualify.
Yeah. Now, if we can go back in time and give Michael 4 back surgeries, I'd like to see how that works out. By the way, because he's Michael, I still say he wins 3 more.
Okay.
On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox.
Tiger
baseball.
In a route. Write it down.
I know, am I right? Yeah, I didn't write it down last time.
Write it down.
Tiger in a route.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, got it.
The comeback is complete. Tiger Woods, your 2018 Tour champion.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
That was a bit of tape from Friday morning where I predicted Tiger in a route. Now, he was up by 5 yesterday. That would have been a rout.
Mm-hmm.
2-shot win, not a rout, but yet still, I am the Kreskin of golf predictions.
I think you are still the Kreskin, because everything's relative.
Our friend Rich Lerner joins us. There's nobody better than Rich in talking about the game. Did you get a little choked up when this happened at all?
Honestly, I did, and it surprised me. I didn't expect it, but when the crowds busted through the security, which was odd. That never happens at a PGA Tour event. And it was like Michigan, Ohio State, and the last second field goal to win, and they're trying to rip down the goalposts. And when Tiger sort of bent down and put his cap over his head, it sort of all hit me.
Right.
And my God, what this guy has been through. You couldn't write a fictional Hollywood script that would be better than the arc of this story over 25 years.
Can you imagine a soundtrack as the music swells and the crowd pours in behind him? I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, it'll be one of those moments we replay for a long, long time. I would say he's obviously had greater performances, Masters by 12 in 1997, the U.S. Open by 15 in 2000, but I'm not sure he's had a greater moment than yesterday.
I'd agree with that.
So, Rich, is there any worse year to win the FedEx Cup Championship trophy, Justin Rose, than the year that Tiger Woods comes back and wins.
The $10 million will make him feel better.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say he's got $10 million to make him feel a little bit better about it. I think what was sort of disappointing about the weekend is that this generation, and I had thought these guys were not intimidated by Tiger. They were not diminished by Tiger in the way that so many players over the last 20 years had been. Thinking about Garcia and Els and people like that. What was disappointing is that these guys didn't mount a charge. I thought it was a really bad day for McIlroy. Playing alongside Tiger, he had a chance to do something to make his own statement. Would be sort of a Denzel Training Day statement. Yeah. I'm the man up in this piece. Go shoot 64. Those are the days that define a career alongside Tiger. And he shrunk. He looked a little bit meek out there. That was disappointing that they didn't make a move. And in that respect, it was like a lot of Tiger's 79 yes. previous wins, in that there actually wasn't a ton of drama, shot for shot drama. He just sort of sucked the life out of it. Nobody made a move on him. I'll be curious to see how these guys respond going forward. I would expect better.
Rich Lerner at the Golf Channel. Look, last point here to talk about the impact of an athlete on the business world. We know how good Tiger is for NBC Sports and the Golf Channel on a weekend like that. But in golf in general, including nobody's going to hold a pity party. Get out your tiny violins for those of us that love golf. But golf courses are closing around the country, and golf retailers are shutting down. And the reason is because Tiger hasn't been a factor in years, as opposed to when he was, and millennials wanted to play the game, and everything got fired up. What does this do?
I don't think that's the reason. I don't think Tiger has a ton to do with it.
Give me your side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think it's cultural. People don't have time. I mean, it's too deep to get into. It's just so much different than my father's era in the 1970s. I mean, it's a time issue. It's an expense issue. It's being pulled away by a thousand other entertainment options that are faster and quicker.
Well, that's true.
They also built too many. They built too many.
But why did they overbuild?
Right. Well, the economy was roaring. It is again now. But wealthy people aren't sinking their money into golf course developments. But look, I think from a business standpoint, the only thing I'm curious about at this point is whether corporate America will jump back on the Tiger Woods train. Will you see Tiger endorse Fortune 500 sort of blue chip companies the way he once did? And they ran for the hills because they couldn't be associated with somebody with, we'll say, his checkered recent history. Will they come back as his story has bounced back, a story of redemption? I'll be curious to see what happens there.
Rich Lerner, you're in Paris, headed for Paris, or that's not your beat?
No, actually, we are doing live from the Ryder Cup, except we will be in the Orlando studio, and we will have some reporters and obviously our full live tournament team in Paris, wall-to-wall coverage. So we start live from tomorrow, and I would also push people tonight on Golf Channel. I believe it's 9 Eastern original films called Famous Five, and it's five European players who were all born within 10 months of each other in 1957,
that's cool.
including Seve Ballesteros, who would go on to greatness and would go on to change the Ryder Cup, which for a long time was one-sided in favor of the Americans.
Well, thanks for the plug.
It's a plug, and it'd be a great Ryder Cup. I think the U.S. is a slight favorite on foreign soil, where they have not won a Ryder Cup since 1993. So 25 years since the U.S. has won in Europe.
At Rich Lerner GC on your social media everywhere. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, guys.
You know, you mentioned Rory not making a charge there. When they were coming up 18 and that crowd started forming behind them, Rory looked like a 16-year-old kid, and he kept looking at Tiger like, can you believe these people coming up? He'd never seen anything like it. And for a kid who, when he was young, had said, we don't really need Tiger, I'm not intimidated by Tiger, I think I enjoyed seeing him have to see what that really looked like.
Well, that's my larger point about the impact as well. Colin Kaepernick changed the Nike stock by $6 billion. The impact of Tiger on the game, I do believe, changed it in the way I described, and it's going to be interesting to see if there's any sort of revival from it. But again, he's got to keep winning.
Just watching as a casual fan, to watch any sort of golf and Tiger Woods is in the tournament, the amount that the broadcasters are on him, the amount that the crowd is around him, it's obvious that he's the draw.